Welcome back to eBay Radio, where every segment is top-rated and all returns are hassle-free. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. It's easy to get bogged down in the minutiae of selling on eBay. Our good friend Christopher Matthew Spencer is the author of Grow Rich with eBay Consignment, and he's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Born to Deal. Christopher was also one of our esteemed eBay University instructors way back when we had a roadshow going across the country. He's here now to tell us that it doesn't have to be so complicated, this selling on eBay thing. Christopher Matthew Spencer, you've been selling on eBay since 96, 97, but how have you been able to maintain consistency in your eBay sales?
Well, Griff, thank you. And first of all, I really miss our days on the road together. We had such great times. And,
wasn't that
and
fun? It was such an
awesome
time. So tell us all about it.
We should talk about it. We had great conversations with the guests. We taught people how to become entrepreneurs. I don't think we taught them how to become entrepreneurs as much as we shared with them the tips and tricks that we had learned in our eBay sales. And we showed people that it really wasn't that complicated to become powerful eBay sellers and successful on eBay. And, Griff did really provided his insights from communicating with all of the customers. Because, Griff, you were the first customer service representative of eBay. You were really at the front line of what was going on. And since it was really the beginning of eBay's business, you were able to share your knowledge from all the other users with the individuals who came to the road shows. And I got to go on the other side of that. I got to be a user and come and bring my tips from being, a user in my little bubble, like my little glass bubble, and show people how I was doing it. And so between the, myself, you, Marcia, and we had a really long list of great instructors at eBay U, I feel like we really help people grow rich with eBay and help them get started back then. And a lot of those sellers are still around today.
And then you went from, after the program ended, you kept up with it and kept selling.
Absolutely.
And you went into the consignment business.
Absolutely.
And that, I assume, was the impetus for your book, Grow Rich with eBay Consignment.
100%. The Grow Rich with eBay Consignment is sort of an anthology of stories of people that have been successful on eBay, and also my own stories. But it was also sort of it's the end of an era. In other words, I made my, I hate to use the word fortune, but I really did. I made my fortune on eBay. I was resigned to being, happy with the money that I made, and I bought property, and I bought a hotel, and I did a few really cool things with my money. And then after that, I decided to start doing philanthropy with my business. And so now that I'm handling donations for people and really helping them be successful with their nonprofit organizations, I donate my commissions now to youth education. We've been able to use a few simple tricks, and that's such an overplayed word, but it's true. We've been able to use a few simple tricks to generate about 200% more efficiency than we were doing just a couple of years ago. And we really focus on keeping things simple.
Speaking of keeping things simple, let's talk about listing for a minute. Because
yes.
You're talking about consistency in eBay sales today. And being, I'm a what they call, I guess, a casual seller because I have a full-time job. I sell on eBay on the side. And I stopped selling for a few months, and now I'm back selling again. And I've noticed that you have to keep listing, for sales to happen. I mean, you can leave your old stuff up there, but if nobody's buying it, you've got to keep listing. How do you keep consistency in your eBay sales?
Well, first of all, if it's still not sold, you need to, please consider reevaluating the listing. That's the first thing. And, you can go after new business, but if you have things that are not moving, you need to readjust. And we either revise or we go ahead and combine. It's either revise or combine. You're going to have to change what you've got up there if it's not moving. That's either price, picture, or description. And if it doesn't sell after all of that, you need to combine and put items together and sell them in lots. And I know you had a sponsor that was talking about that, and it was interesting to hear it. But I wanted to talk about simplicity. If you want to be successful in any business, and you'll notice that some of the most simple businesses, let's use In-N-Out Burger, for example, they only have like a 5-item menu, and they're very, very successful. The average In-N-Out does far more business than the average fast food chain. And when you're listing and doing photography, we have a philosophy. There's several points that we like to put on every item. One is, is this item, before we even take it, going to fit into a box that we have? If it doesn't fit into one of the few box sizes we carry, and we don't carry many, we're not going to go ahead and take it. And that's one of our simple philosophies. Always have followed this philosophy, and fitting certain box sizes, padded envelope, free boxes from the post office. We don't try and sell everything under the sun. If it doesn't fit, we don't take it. Just like if it ain't fun, we don't do it. It may be tempting to list bulky items, and you see, it's like Gordon Gekko. Greed is not always good, though. And if you really get too greedy and you really want to take it all, clients, in our case, we're consignment. Clients may be disappointed that you're not taking their furniture, but, floor space costs money. And it takes extra time to manage bigger stuff. And you might find that you actually make more profit by doing more volume in more manageable items. So that's how we keep things simple, simple, simple. Another aspect of what we do is we have a setup. In other words, the photography setup is designed for a specific item. So it's more, let's say you're a jewelry seller. You're on eBay selling jewelry, very popular item on eBay. It's far more efficient to photograph a series of necklaces at one time, rather than jump around to earrings and bracelets and pins and brooches. We do a photography setup for the necklace. We have a prop for it. And our team photographs all like-kind items in a row, like a factory assembly line. We received an estate of thousands of ties, but we also got suspenders and suits and shoes. But instead of doing all of them at once, we just focused on the ties. The client was a little surprised by this, and she said, well, have you done anything with the clothing? And I said, no, we're just doing ties. After she got her first check, because it's a consignment business, she got her first check, and she goes, wow, this is amazing. I can't believe how big the check is. We were so excited to get it. And I said, well, that's because we were able to list thousands of these ties very quickly. If you do too many product categories, you reduce your efficiency, and things become complicated. I think the only way to grow your business is to have a simple process. That's my opinion.
So far we've learned, if it doesn't fit the boxes that you have, you do not buy that article to resell.
That's correct.
Which makes a lot of sense, and I've heard a lot of eBay sellers, as they go through the process, come to that conclusion as well. Number two, you set up your photography to make use of similar products.
That's absolutely correct.
Do you have more than one photography station then, or do you batch everything?
Well, you're a photography master, and you know what? I've seen your photography set up at the eBay Radio Conference and Party, and boy, that's pretty cool, by the way, and I learned a lot just by looking at it. We do not. We have one photography station because, in my book I write about how to organize your calendar for the week, mm-hmm. and we do everything as a team. So there's actually a two-person team handling the photography. One person is organizing the items as they set them up for photography, hands it to the person, takes a picture, then the item is put back on a staging table and then put away and stored. One of the ways I keep things very simple is I have a photo in my listing of a serial number and a location so that you can go to the shelf easily and look up the item. So you get a question about an item, you don't have to search it in the software. We have software. You don't have to search it in our software. You can just look at the picture, see the shelf number, see the serial number, and grab the item. Makes it very simple. There's only one serial number for one item. There's never a duplication of serial numbers, and only one photography station, and yet we're able to list. We have like 2,500 items up right now, or 2,400 items up right now. So no, we don't, and it works well, just one station.
So I'm going to put inventory control on your list today.
Absolutely. That simplifies things a lot because we used to spend inordinate amount of time looking for things, and just having a tight control on locations and keeping numbers on every box or every shelf made things so much easier to organize things. And that really simplified stuff a lot.
What about shipping?
So shipping is an interesting question. Thank you for asking that question. We really try hard to fit stuff in padded envelopes. A lot of the merchandise we sell fits in padded envelopes. Except for glassware, we can't do that, and of course, larger items. But even clothing and apparel items fit in those padded flat rate envelopes. So we've been trying a lot more these days, trying to sell things that'll fit in small packages. I don't really think there's anything I could say about shipping that's going to simplify things. You really must use the eBay shipping. I used to fight that and try to use a third-party shipping app. You really must use the eBay shipping for most things. However, I do use 6bit. So with 6bit, we are a Stamps.com customer. The way it works is actually Stamps, I think, acquired Indicia. The way it works is it talks directly to the software. But if you're not using a third-party software, you know, you need to simplify things by making the labels with the integrated eBay shipping. It smooths things out and makes it very fast. And plus, we add a paperwork inside the box to make sure that if it gets lost, you know, like the label gets lost or wet or sun damaged or whatever might happen, you don't have items getting orphaned, you know, and getting lost in the mail.
So this has been great information, by the way, Christopher. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Griff. You're so welcome.
You do a lot of interesting stuff besides the selling. What are you up to lately?
He's packing for Vegas, for one thing.
Well, of course.
Well, first of all, I want to say these conferences you're doing, 12th year, that is so stunning, and congratulations. That's really a testament to how hard you work, and really hard work is what it's about. I like to say that hard work has brought me to these great places. I have a consulting contract with Kathy Ireland. I have a position at her company, and I sell licenses for her consumer products. I'm actually the guy that Kathy goes to raise money for her Christian school, which is, she founded a Christian school called Providence, which is a Santa Barbara Christian school. And every month we write checks to Providence and also to Boys and Girls Club of Santa Barbara, which is the preferred nonprofit for Lynda.com. I'm also
there's our music. We have to have you on again, Christopher.
Christopher's ID on eBay is Born to Deal. You can look him up and you can find him online as well. Christopher Spencer, thank you so much. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio after this.
I haven't been in a thrift shop in ages. How great is this teddy bear?
That's really cute. And you know, plush animals usually do really well in my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. I find lots of great things to resell at secondhand stores. You'd be surprised at how valuable some of these items are.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can look up the value for just about anything in the store, and I can even check which items are most likely to sell on eBay.
That's so clever! How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com. As an eBay seller, you want to grow your business, and that means going global. Web Interpret is a new tool designed to quickly and easily increase your sales abroad. Web Interpret translates your listings into French, German, Italian, Spanish, and more. Then, they post them directly on eBay UK, eBay France, eBay Germany, eBay Italy, eBay Spain, and elsewhere. Stock levels are synchronized and updates are mirrored across all sites. With just a few clicks, buyers will find your items in their marketplaces, and you will communicate in their languages. To get started, the folks at Web Interpret will translate, localize, and publish your best-selling listings on eBay's top 5 international sites. All in as little as 2 days, risk-free. Start your free trial now at radio.webinterpret.com. That's radio.webinterpret.com.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com, custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.